Some trembled before Jesus. But there were some who trembled in Christ's presence. Some who came forward for mockery turned back, afraid and silenced. Herod was convicted. The last rays of merciful light were shining on his sin-hardened heart. Divinity had flashed through humanity. Herod felt that he was beholding a god upon his throne. Hardened as he was, he dared not ratify the condemnation of Christ. He sent Jesus back to the Roman judgment hall. Pilate was disappointed when the Jews returned with their prisoner. He reminded them that he had already examined Jesus and found no fault in him. They had not been able to prove a single charge. And Herod, one of their own nation, also had found in him nothing worthy of death. I will therefore chastise him and release him. Here Pilate showed his weakness. Jesus was innocent, yet he was willing to sacrifice justice in order to pacify his accusers. This placed him at a disadvantage. The crowd presumed upon his indecision. If at first Pilate had stood firm, refusing to condemn a man whom he found guiltless, he would have broken the fatal chain that was to bind him in remorse as long as he lived. Christ would have been put to death, but the guilt would not have rested on Pilate. But Pilate had taken step after step in violation of his conscience, and he now found himself almost helpless in the hands of the priests and rulers.